Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with an extra to the Pharma Special here on Share Talk. A few stocks, one either I missed out or forgot. First is Braveheart, where we see the shares consolidating, I suppose, 25 to 30p at the moment. The floor of the channel there from the end of March, around 25 pence. That resistance line there from earlier this month up to 30 pence. So if you're cautious, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above 30, or if you're not already in the stock. Otherwise, we've got the rising 20-day line there, the purple line there at 29. We've got the RSI still just above neutral 50 at 51. Can't rule out some kind of dip towards the mid-20, sort of the 22, 23 pence area, which would be the retesting May support. But as we are still holding above neutral, the neutral RSI level and the recent support line there, one probably want to give the benefit of the doubt to the stock in the near term. Break off 30 pence takes us up towards the top of a rising trend channel from March, not far off the 60 pence level. So plenty to look forward there if 30 pence is broken. Stock which I've been sort of looking at in the background but haven't actually covered for in recent days and weeks, largely because it topped out at 90 pence and has come back quite a lot since then, is 4D Pharma. We're bounced, I suppose, currently off or near the old February support on the way down. That was 53 pence. And the top of the gap from April around the 50 to 53 pence area. Risk here, I suppose, is for the gap to be filled down to 42 pence, or at least the area of the 50-day moving average at 46 pence. But being optimistic, let's say we stay within the rising trend channel from March up to with the 50 pence base there. And while above that, we could retest that price channel top up to 90 pence. And obviously, that's the April resistance too. If you're cautious on the shares, which as you can tell, I probably am a bit, you wait for a break above the 20-day moving average. That's the purple line there at 62 pence before pressing the buy button. The stock which I did miss out on at some point during the week is Hemogenix. Before, I was talking about a range between 7 and 11 pence. That was actually before the placing came through. Current situation is that we're in a sort of triangle consolidation, 8 pence at the top of the triangle, and I suppose we're looking at around 7 pence again at the floor of the triangle. So end of day close above 8 pence would be the trigger, hopefully, for a move towards 11 pence plus. Otherwise, if we break 7 pence, then maybe we're heading towards the what sort of 5 to 5.5 pence area, which is the floor of that gap from April. But at least at this stage, while the RSI remains above neutral 50 at 56, the balance of probability is more on a break to the upside rather than fresh tests for support. Stock which I haven't looked at before at all, but just caught my eye as a riser on Friday. Rather messy chart here from Redx Pharma. But does look quite encouraging in the sense that we bounced off the 200-day line there just a few sessions ago, a couple of sessions ago. And in theory, we're in a rising trend channel that you can draw based at the 200-day line there at 9 pence, and with the top of the channel heading towards 25 pence. So the implication is, I suppose, another day or an end-of-day close above 15 pence could take the shares up to 25 pence over the next few weeks. That idea back, by the way, the 50-day line currently rising quite sharply at 13.8 pence. That's it for me this time. Hopefully there'll be more of the same early next week.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.